So, Dan. Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman Ki
Jai.
So before starting the most beautiful part of Ramayana, Sundara Kanda, we have to describe the glories or birth of Hanuman. See, the all cantos, all skandhas, Sitaram, Lakshman, Dasharatha, everybody is there. Ravana is also. But Sundara Kanda is described to be very beautiful. Why Sundara Kanda is very beautiful portion of Ramayana?
It is Sundara.
Pardon?
Because it is Sundara.
Because it is Sundara?
It is
Sundara. No. Yeah, Hanuman appears on the scene here. So, when a devotee comes, it becomes very beautiful. So, that's why you see Bhagavatam. There is equally the leelas of Vishnu and Narayana, Krishna is also explained. At the same time, leelas of devotees are also explained. Whereas in Bhagavad Gita, you don't see all this. So in Bhagavatam, you can see different avatars coming. And at the same time, you see about Narada, you learn about Narada, you learn about Vidura, you learn about so many devotees. Like Krishna and the devotees are equally given importance. And if you go in Chaitanya Charitamrita, sometimes devotees are given more importance than the Lord. Right? That's why in Pandharpur, on special days, the Panduranga is dressed with the devotees on his head and shoulders. He will be dressed and they put the small devotees on the shoulders, sometimes on his head also. Like, sometimes Lord bends down to serve the devotees. Once when Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles. So there was an artist, Mataji, she is painting some pictures on the walls of Prabhupada's room. So she was painting and she was moving from one corner to another. And there is Vyasasan of Srila Prabhupada. So Vyasasan is considered to be something like, it's like very auspicious, very holy. Because the representative of Vyasa is delivering the messages of Vyasa. That's why it's called Vyasasan. And birthday of Gurudev is called Vyasa Puja, like that. So it's representing Vyasa. So the Mataji was painting, and unknowingly she stepped on Vyasasan. And she was still painting. And suddenly she realized, I'm standing on the asana of Guru. So she felt very bad and she immediately jumped and turned back, and Prabhupada is sitting and watching there. She didn't notice that Prabhupada is there in the room. She didn't realize. She didn't know what to say. She was saying sorry. Like, and Prabhupada said, for serving Krishna, you can even climb on my head. No problem. So devotees bend down. Krishna sometimes bends more than that. It's a competition going on between the devotees and Krishna. So this portion of Ramayana became very beautiful because Hanuman appears there. Then almost till the end, Hanuman takes over the whole Ramayana. Then it is all leelas of Hanuman, mostly. So it's a very, very beautiful place. So before explaining that, we should know the origin or the birth of Hanuman. Hanuman means a person with a broken chin. His chin is broken. His lower part of his jaw, something like that. He's got a broken chin. Actually, the atrocities or the devilish activities of the asuras started increasing in a very great extent on the earth. Ravana and his wonderful brother Kumbhakarna, he used to simply take hold of rishis who are doing tapasya on Himalayas, and he will take them and he will use them to clean his teeth. That kind of a man he was. Who's that? Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna ki. So he was torturing the rishis so much, using them to clean his teeth. So bad he was. Then his three uncles, Maricha and the other two, forgot the name. It's very tough to, Malyavan and Sumali, the three uncles of Ravana, they are one step ahead of Kumbhakarna. That's like something like a hobby for them to disturb the rishis. That's why you see, whenever the demons attack, the demons don't go and attack a farmer. The demons don't go and attack a tradesman or a businessman. The demons will straight go and spoil the yajna kunda of the rishis and the brahmanas. They know that is the backbone of varnashram. So first they attack. You don't read Ramayana, Mahabharata where the rishis go and disturb a farmer. They don't disturb a tradesman or a businessman. Right? So in the same way, the Britishers also, when they came, they first spoiled the religious roots of the country. If we lose the values on religion, then Maya can easily take over us. Right? Simple things. Morning we will be lighting one lamp and doing some seven circles. We will be pouring some water to Tulasi, rolling some Japamala beads. It may look sound so simple, but that is something very, it's a deep root. And asuras will come and first they will attack these kind of things. So Sumali, Malyavan and Maricha and all these play guys, Rakshasas, they started disturbing all the saints and rishis on the earth. And the complaint is regularly going to Brahma. It's going on and on. So they wanted a powerful personality because Ravana cannot be killed by Deva. He can't be killed by Asura, Rakshasa. He can't be killed by any other special weapons, all sorts of things. He can be killed either by a human being or a monkey. Not even wild animals. So they didn't know what to do. So they begged Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, that's why you see in Hanuman's prayer, Manur
Chalisa.
Not Hanuman Chalisa, there's a prayer for Hanuman. Generally in the traditional temples they used to chant. Manur Javam Marda Tulya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhi Mata Varishtam Vadatmajam Vanara Duda Mukhyam Shri Ramadutam. There is no... Somewhere in a prayer it says Hanuman is the Tejas of Lord Shiva. Something I forgot. It's some traditional people who do all this, they know.
11th Rudra.
He is the Tejas of Shiva. Right? Shakti of Shiva, something like that. So all the devas, they went and requested Lord Shiva to do something. So he gave his full potency and they told this should be impregnated in Parvati's womb and this boy should take birth to kill Ravana. And they actually gave it to Parvati. And the seed was so heavy, Parvati said, sorry, I can't take up this. I can't hold the gravity of this bija, the seed, and they transfer it to Vayu. And Vayu was holding it in the hand, it's so hot, he is traveling all over the universe, he didn't know what to do. He wanted to drop in the ocean, and the ocean god will come and say, no, 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 please, leave me. Nowhere. And they found out a very special and heavy personality, and that was Keshari, very beautiful queen of Maharaj Keshav, the monkey king. But she was not monkey, she was Keshari. What is the king's name?
Keshari.
Okay, Anjana. And she had this baby, Hanuman. And the baby, when he took birth, they put him on this golden couch. They put Hanuman. And the Hanuman, they put some nice toys to play for the baby boy, 1-year-old boy and all. So the kid was like, shaking all his hands and legs, and he tried to pull that. The whole cot became powder. You know, so heavy, he pulled the thing, like, you know, you small tiny babies, you tie so many things for them to laugh and all. He got up and pulled that, the whole cot broke down. Then they can't manage him, you know. Wherever they put him in the cot, he will turn this side, that side, the cot will become powder. They will tie him here and all, he will pull down the trees and things like that. It became very tough to manage. They didn't know what to do. So they were praying to all the gods. And Vayudeva came and put some right teachers and all. So when he was at the age of 4, one day his mother was plucking mangoes and this and that, so many things for the baby to eat. And Hanuman was happily eating all the mangoes and the fruits and everything from the forest. Suddenly he saw a bright fruit up in the sky. You know?
Sun.
He thought it is something eatable. And he, with one leap, he sprang up. And he was going in a terrific speed. He reached almost the fruit, you know. By the time Indra thought, you know, Indra gets always disturbed if you go one step ahead. Everywhere he is there. So, with his thunderbolt, he gave one blow. Right? I think his chin broke or something like that. Then the baby boy fell down unconscious. Vayu came to see his son. He became so upset. He sat down fasting to death. You know, if Vayu stops, that's it. Everything stops. There is nobody can breathe. Even the devas couldn't breathe. And the whole planet is suffocating. Not only one planet, all the 14 planetary systems are getting disturbed. Each one is going and begging Vayu to stop, and he's not listening. Finally, they went to Brahma, and Brahma came and tried to convince Vayu, and Vayu said, no. This boy, my son, I love him so much. He's more dear to me than my own life. And for a small, tiny reason, which he did innocently, this Indra, king of heaven, gave a severe punishment I can't tolerate. Then Brahma said, don't worry. Then Brahma gave a lot of boons to him. He will never be killed. Not only that, Indra realized his mistake. Chandra came, Lord Shiva came. All the Devi Devatas came and gave too much of boons actually. So much. Everyone started giving. He will not be killed by this. He had that power. He can memorize all the shlokas. He can fly up in the sky. Whatever capacity they had, they gave all sorts of boons. Hanuman was already naughty. And he got so much of boons. Then, you know, he will go to one forest to take this thing, pluck some fruit. By the time he comes out, it will be like a clear. The forest itself was clear. Then they didn't know how to stop him. It's becoming too much now. So they cursed him so that he will forget all his capacities, power. Only at the time of need, if somebody reminds him, or he should get angry, then only he can remember. Actually, that's a very great boon. We all should get that boon. Right? If we forget, So many things, life will be very this thing. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is telling Uddhava, I come as sleep and embrace the living entities so that they will forget the severeness of all actions and inaction. Like you fight with somebody, you get so much disturbed throughout the day, you will be thinking, he did that to me, he did this to me, just then somehow you go and sleep, and next day morning you get up, the intensity is decreased very much. Even if you are sad, it is decreased. If you are disturbed, it is decreased. Sleep is a blessing if you sleep only for 6 hours. If you sleep more, it is not a blessing. Right? So, there are different levels of dreams. Sushupti, Jagrata, Swapna. So, Swapna is some kind of a meaningless dream. We see Ravi Prabhu, we see his camera, and we see all the wires, this, that, and we go and sleep. And in the sleep, you can see Ravi Prabhu's head becomes a camera and he's flying up in the sky. Something meaningless you see, right? You see a gold shop, you see a cycle, you see a bird. Then in the dream you see a golden bird is going in the cycle, right? So these dreams are swapna, meaningless, okay? And the second stage is Jagrata. Jagrata is a dream in the half sleep. Have you ever got an experience, you are traveling in a bus or train or plane or car and you are dozing off. Your eyes are shut, but still you know somebody getting up, walking across, coming and sitting, this is happening, that is happening, but your eyes are closed. You got experience? How many of you?
Bombay train.
Okay. But your eyes are closed. Then how do you see? How do you see?
Feel.
Nobody's touching you.
Sound.
Okay, you may hear the sound. How do you know he's wearing a yellow shirt? You know exactly things happening around you. Your eyes are shut. Nobody's touching you. Got that experience? Or maybe one more example. You are going first time to a new place. You have never been there. You are going for the first time in life.
But you feel that you have gone there before.
Yeah, you feel that you have gone there before. Yeah. You know this particular person is sitting there. Yeah. He is smiling at you. He is giving this, he is giving that. How many have got that experience? Only one.
So many times.
Okay, 3, 4, 5 people, 6, 7, okay, 8, 9. Right. So how is that happening?
Previous
karma. Iskana is dancer. Actually, the subtle body travels before the gross body. You desire so much, I want to go to Disneyland in America, Disneyland in America, Disneyland in America, and you sleep. One day it will go. The subtle body will go and experience and come. Then after 1 week you pay money, take the ticket and go. Then you will see, I have already been here. Right? So the rishis don't pay money and catch a flight. They will send the subtle body free and it will come back. Cool. So that is all. These things all happen in the stage of Jagrata, where your subtle body made of mind, ego and intelligence is more, which acts more powerfully than your gross body. That's how rishis live. They don't physically do everything. They can do it by mind. Actually, we can also do. There was a Charvaka Maharshi. He was practicing a different kind of science. He was like, if he wants to move the kartal, he will lift it and move it and keep it here. Then every day he will meditate on the kartal. So severely that without touching it, one day it will move. Then he will go to the next room, sit there and meditate, and kartal in this room will move. Then he will go, leave the city, go somewhere else, sit there and meditate, here kartal will move. then he will already meditate and keep it record that the kartal should move next week, then without his intervention the kartal will move the next week.
Programmed.
Charvaka propounded a great idea. So these rishis and these people are real great. Actually, mind is very powerful. So, where did I stop?
Chin is broken.
No, I said something more.
Swapna,
Jagrata. And the third one is Sushupti. Sushupti is the real dream which we should value. That is in the deep sleep. Sometimes you are very tired and you go and lie down, just completely sold out. In the Sushupti, you will never get a dream. In the deep sleep, right? That time Krishna is telling Uddhava, in Sushupti I will come and embrace the devotee. Just that time you will get a very special dream of taking darshan of deities. Some people even see Krishna. Sometimes they see their spiritual master. These things happen, and all these things happen in the Sushupti. Okay? Anyway, if you have got that, don't be proud. Next time you will never get it. So it's all personal. If you have got, you think Krishna has shown mercy. Okay? So I think every devotee here is shaking their head. That means all blessed devotees. So this is in Sushupti. So the three levels of dreams. Okay? How the dream is connected with Ramayana? Why this topic came?
No, Hanuman will get angry, or generally he will
In his dream?
No.
Only when he gets angry or someone reminds him.
Why dream?
Anyway, something. Okay. So, Hanuman is such a wonderful devotee. Then he started playing so much pranks, then they blessed him to forget everything, okay? Like that. Then Hanuman was taken care properly. He was studying under Brihaspati, the Deva Guru. Brihaspati became his teacher and taught him everything. And finally, he became the minister of Sugriva, the Maharaj of Kishkinta. So these monkeys, you know, it is not like what you see in the serials or comic book and all. The monkeys in Ramayana, they are much, much more powerful than human beings. They had their empire in Himalayas and in eastern regions like today's Thailand and Burma and Indonesia. Indonesia's old name is Bali. Then Sumatra Islands, they were spread out all over the globe, and Sugriva is their king. Sorry, Wali is the king. If Wali calls once, they will all come from different places. And Wali and Sugriva are the sons of Devas. And they had two special monkeys called Maina and Dvivida. These each monkeys can defeat the Devas personally. They can lift mountains and move from one place to another. The first first creation in the Satya Yuga, all the mountains had wings and they were flying from one place to another. Right? You saw Avatar movie? No. I don't know from where the directors get idea, but it is exactly like that. Flying mountains. Okay. So the mountains were flying from one place to another. And Indra is getting completely disturbed because he is controlling the planets, you know. Surya should go in this way, Chandra should go, and you know, all the Neptune, Mars, he was controlling everything. But on the orbit of certain planet, one of the mountain will come and stand. So Indra was getting very angry and he went around the planet chopping off their wings continuously. So some of the mountains took birth in the shelter under the Indian Ocean which Hanuman crossed, and one of such mountain is called Mainaka. Mainaka Parvata is the wife of Himavan, the mother of Parvati. Right? Himavan, you know, Himalayas. Himalayas' wife is Mainaka. One such mountain took shelter in this ocean. So the devas used to employ this mount, this monkeys as people to carry the mountains from one place to another, shift this, shift that. So they are not just normal monkeys, right? And if they do something great, they beat their chest, they jump, they pull out their tail, and they beat it on their head and all sorts of things. They are very funny there. At the same time, naughty also. So these monkeys are just not normal monkeys. Very special they are. So Hanuman also grew up. And each one had special capacities. Somebody can leap 1,000 yojanas. Somebody can leap hundreds of yojanas. Hanuman had a special thing. You'd speak to him only once. He can remember everything that you have spoken. He's a very special, talented person. Whatever happens once, he will learn everything about it. He's a pandit. He's a scholar also. In so many times in Ramayana, whenever Rama gets upset and all, he will come sit and sing beautifully. He's a great singer also. Once upon a time, he and Narada got competition. He is chanting Rama and he is chanting Krishna. Hanuman is chanting beautifully Ram, 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 and Narada is chanting Krishna, Krishna. Narada got little jealous about Hanuman. Because this Ram Bhaktas, you know, they are very tolerant, very peaceful. They allow everybody front in the line for prasad. They will stay back. They will do everything. This Krishna Bhaktas, you know, they are a little too much. They will push everybody down and go and chant in the front line. So Hanuman is a little, Narada had a little jealous and they had a competition. The thing is, both of them should chant and melt the rocks or something like that. So, first one person will chant and the rock will melt, and another person will chant, the rock will again become solid, something, something, you know. Anyway, so Hanuman is such a great and a wonderful personality, right? So that's the background of Hanuman. And in Bhagavatam, Navavida Bhaktis are explained, 9 types of devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, Padasya. And Dasya, servant, servitude, it's like emblem. Hanuman is the emblem for that kind of devotion, just Dasya Bhakti. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamma Mishame Bhavambudau Kripaya Tavapada Pankaja Sitaduli Sadrisham Vichintaya. I nanda tanuja kim, nanda tanaya kim karam. Kim kara means?
What should I do?
Not servant. That's a small difference. Dasa means servant. Kim kara means?
What should I do?
What should I do? How do you say in English? What is, who is that?
Slave.
Slave. Yes. Slight difference. Servant and slave, there is a small difference, right? That difference is there all the time. We can starve on Ekadashi and we can fast on Ekadashi also. Some people starve on Ekadashi and some people fast on Ekadashi. You know, slight difference. Activity is the same, but the feeling is different, right? Somebody will do devotional service, somebody will perform devotional service, right? Somebody will read Bhagavatam, somebody will study Bhagavatam. Somebody will talk Hare Krishna, somebody will chant Hare Krishna, right? Somebody will sit in Ramayana class and hear, somebody will listen in Ramayana class. So it's a slight difference. So we should find out where we are, okay? Are you listening or hearing? Hearing or listening?
Listening.
Listening? Okay. You are performing devotional service or doing? Do it. Okay. So, the devotion, when it extends, when it raises, the devotee becomes a slave. Dasa, servant, means there is something in return. You get something in return. Slave gets nothing. Sometimes he may get food, sometimes he will not get food also. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling himself, I am slave of Nanda Tanaya. I am the slave of son of Nanda. He is not saying I am Dasa, I am slave. You know, I am slave of Nanda, somehow I fell inside this material world. Oh my Lord, please lift me and put me back as the dust of your lotus feet. So we should understand the gravity of those prayers. So Hanuman was like that. He was not a servant, he was like a slave. He doesn't have any of his individual opinion at all. Whatever the master says, that's done. Sometimes Rama thinks, immediately he will do. Sometimes Ramachandramurti feels, he will immediately perform. You don't need somebody to tell him, go and do this. Right? That is a high class devotee. Just sees something, understands it is required, he just does that. He doesn't wait for an order or wait for an instruction. Oh, let Prabhu tell me, then I will do. Not like that. He thinks, okay, that is required, he does. It's all like a different level, okay? Even Narayana, Bhagavan Vishnu explained that to Narada once. Like once Narada went to meet Vishnu in Vaikuntha, then the doorkeeper said, Master is busy. Then Narada waited for a long time. Again he asked, then they got the same answer, Master is busy. Again he waited for a long time, then he asked, they said, Master is busy. Then Narada is wondering, what is my Lord doing so long? Why is he taking so much time? Then the servant told, he is passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. You know, through the eye of a needle, Lord is passing an elephant. Narada laughed and said, come on, how is that possible? Then as soon as he commented, Narada got an audience. And Narada went inside and bowed down to Narayana and asked, my dear Lord, I heard that you are passing an elephant through the eye of a needle. How is it possible? Then he said, no, forget it, Narada. Don't worry about all these things. I have got a farmer devotee in such and such village in earth. You go and meet him and just tell him what I am doing. Then Narada is wondering, what is all this trick? Then Narada went to earth. Then he saw a farmer, very busy farming, working, cultivating, harvesting, everything. Then as soon as he saw Narada, he came, fell flat on the ground, paid namaskara. And I said, you are so great, you are so wonderful. You always get a chance to meet Lord, you can speak to him. You are blessed. Then please tell me, where are you coming from? Then Narada said, I'm coming from Vaikuntha. Oh, is it? I'm so glorified, I'm blessed, I'm honored. Okay, what is my Lord doing there? Then Narada said, okay, let me see what he's answering. Lord is passing an elephant through an eye of a needle, you know. Said, yeah, great, Lord can do anything. If he can plant such a huge banyan tree inside a banyan seed, can't he send elephant? He can send whole country itself inside. Then Narada understood where he is and where the farmer is. Right? So this is just dasa. He doesn't question. Once Prabhupada was dictating Easy Journey to Other Planets book. You know that book? And Prabhupada said, we never landed in moon. Prabhupada said that human beings have never landed in moon, which recently got proved that we didn't land in moon. It's a big research and things going on. The Americans started believing that man never landed on moon. It's a big hoax. Anyway, that is not our debate section. But the devotee who is writing notes, he wrote, man never landed on moon, and put inside a bracket, Prabhupada didn't mean the present moon which we are seeing. It's a different moon in a different place. He gave this thing. And the book got printed. Then Prabhupada, as soon as every book gets printed, it straight comes to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada flipped the page, the exact page got opened. God damn angry at that devotee, you know. They made corrected the whole thing. So sometimes devotees have their own rasa. So the devotees are like that. You see, you read the teachings of Lord Chaitanya book. How many of you have read teachings? Okay. Only few. Others not. Okay. There is a book in ISKCON called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. But that has got a very great history behind that. That was printed first by a donation given by a devotee in US. He was working on board, which is like a certain group of Americans have to work for 5 years in the army. It is compulsory. Nobody can escape out of it. You have to, unless you have some health problem. So devotee was working in army, suppose 5 years compulsory, and in between he got some severe disease. He was thrown out with a huge money. he became ISKCON devotee. Then at that time Prabhupada announced its initial days of ISKCON. ISKCON didn't have money and all. 1960s, end of 60s and early 70s. So he got so much money from the government for his treatment. And that is an acute disease. It's not some simple thing. If he doesn't get treated, if he doesn't treat himself, he will die for sure. But when Prabhupada announced, he just went and gave that money to Prabhupada for printing teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada didn't know. He thought it is a donation and used it for printing. Then the devotees informed Prabhupada, this money is meant for such and such treatment. He gave it. Prabhupada got very upset. Why he is doing this? It's for his treatment. His disease is very severe. Then he immediately told the devotees to get some arrangement, and initial days they worked very hard, again collected some money and gave it to him for treatment. Then when, by the time Prabhupada came to India in Bombay, so one day unknown letter came without address and everything, and Prabhupada opened it. It is a check from that person. He has sent all the money back. By the time Prabhupada rang him up, he's dead. So we can name it stupidity, we can name it foolishness, we can name it a devotional service also. It's up to how the person has taken. But definitely Lord will bless all these activities. So in South India, there was a beautiful Ram temple getting constructed. Everybody is involved in the service of building the temple. One day a saint came and asked a person who's doing that, what are you doing? He said, I'm carrying bricks. And then he went and asked another person, what are you doing? He said, this is my livelihood. If I work here, they will give me money, I can eat and I can maintain my family. Then he went and asked the third man, what are you doing? He said, I am constructing Ram's temple, I'm serving here. All the three answers are correct, right? But there is a lot of difference in each and every answer. So these things are like, you must have all gone to ISKCON's headquarters, you know, Sridhar Mayapur. That piece of land was bought by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhupada was trying to buy a land in Mayapur for long. He couldn't buy that. And one day night, Prabhupada was very disturbed in his room in Calcutta. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj entered and said, don't meet me unless and until you get a land in Mayapur. It's a very heavy statement. You know, just get lost, get a land, something like that. Then after second 2 days, in the night, there was a knock at the door. Something around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Prabhupada went and opened his room. Tamal Krishna Maharaj rushed in, paid Nami obeisance and said, Prabhupada, we got land in Mayapur. Prabhupada said, I know, that's why I'm waiting. So, like that, those devotees are very much like completely sold out. Prabhupada was in a train going from Jhansi to somewhere. And on the way, one devotee said, Prabhupada, this is Gwalior, this is this place, that place. He was explaining, you know, sometimes when Guru Maharaj or Guru or somebody, great devotee come, and devotees become a little childish. They go and this is that, that is that. Just want to, you know, put his attendance, I'm here. Something like that to make sure. So he was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this place is like that. Actually, he's a foreigner. He's telling Prabhupada, this is, then particular station came. He said, Prabhupada, this is a very good industrial estate. This is a big place. So much of people are here. And a lot of money, industry, factories, we can preach and make devotees. And the train was about to leave. Prabhupada told his secretary, give him 300 rupees and put him down. Said, I will come next time, open a center. Actually, he did that. So, that is the real servant. Just when it is ordered by Krishna and Guru, that's it. When Dronacharya was training the Pandavas, so each boy was given a particular area. So in the Gurukul, they have to put all the fence, they have to plant trees, they have to cultivate, do everything. And the Guru will say, you finish this job, then come back and meet me, like that. So everybody was given a particular place, and Arjuna was also given a place. He was just 5-year-old boy at that time. So, you know, the farmers, they will make walls with mud in between one patch of the field and the other patch of the field, you know, something like some division or something. The water will go from here. So this 5-year-old boy was doing all these things, and he was putting everything, blocking the water from one place to another. And still there was a tiny crack and water was gushing and coming out. So he put his finger trying to stop, then the hole became big, then he was putting his arms and everything. And it is sunset, Arjuna has not come, he has not returned. Then Dronacharya was a little disturbed, he was asking everybody, Bhima, what, Ayudhishthira, where is Arjuna, where is Arjuna? And they said, we don't know, we didn't see him at all. Then in the night, Dronacharya went in search of Arjuna, and he saw Arjuna was lying down there, blocking the water, and his body is cold and stiff and shivering. He tried his finger, put his arm, blocked everything, the hole became big and it broke, so he lied down there, stopping the water. That's how Arjuna became very favorite to Dronacharya. Taking up the instruction of Krishna and Guru to the heart and practicing that, very, very serious. That's where the secret of spiritual progress is. And Hanuman is the best example of it. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So, yesterday we were discussing about Sita Devi captured by Ravana. And Ravana took Sita Devi to his palace. And he was so happy showing her every chambers and this. Like you have a guest in your house, you will take them and show, right? This is a bathroom tap I imported from Belgium. This is that. So Ravana was taking Sita and taking a tour of whole Sri Lanka, the palace. This is that, this is this. But Sita was not at all interested. All the way she's begging to Ravana, please. You are bringing a great curse upon this country. Please take me back to Ram and leave and beg pardon. Definitely Ram will bless you. Please, please. And every time he hears Ram's name, he gets very wild. Out of rage, he will just ask the Rakshasis to throw her and this and that. Finally, they brought her to Ashokavan, and there were 300 Rakshasis. It seems any saintly man, if just taking darshan of this Rakshasi, they will leave the body. They are so horrifying, all sorts of descriptions are given in this thing, in Ramayana. Some of them had green color hairs, some of them had red color hairs, some of them didn't have the neck at all, some of them were very short. Right, they had third hand in the belly, and they had third eye here, and all sorts of wild pains on their cheeks and all over the body. When you read this, it is all happening nowadays. All the people are painting their hairs, green, yellow, blue, white, right? And they're putting all sorts of, what do you call that? Tattoo and all everything. So when you read Ramayana, there is no great difference. All these things are happening. And it seems the Rakshasi's eyelashes were like a bow and arrows and all that, like this and all. So seeing them itself, the gentle Sita Devi used to faint. Again she will get up, again she will faint. And each one coming with a spear and trident and everything, threatening Sita. Marry Ravan. We are all waiting. Such a golden chance you are missing. Marry him. Accept him. You know, they were threatening her. And there's one Rakshasi. She is a relative of Vibhishana, Trijada. She was very soft towards this thing. When Ravana is not there, she will come with her sword and chase all the Rakshasi. She is a powerful Rakshasi. She will chase everybody. Don't come and disturb Sita. I have already dreamt that Sita will be taken in a white dress with white horses and a chariot. Ram will come and they will be united. They will go back, and I have seen, I have dreamt this ten-headed, Ravana is taken in a chariot pulled by the asses, drinking oil throughout the way. Then Sita will That is the only time Sita is feeling good. Whenever Trichita speaks, then Sita will say to that Rakshasi, my dear Rakshasi, Trichita, if all these turns true, I will tell Ram to give you special consideration. And Trichita knows everything because she's a very close relative of Vibhishana. So that is the situation. And there, Lord Ramachandra doesn't know where Sita is. He is speaking to the trees, he is speaking to the birds, fainting all the way. Lakshman will lift him, again he will fall down, almost like a baby. He was crying and weeping and rolling on the ground, not eating, no sleep, and all these things were going on. Raghupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Raghupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Raghupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Lord Shiva has gifted his Sashi, his moon to Vishnu, because Vishnu was very hot after this Meru churning of the milk ocean and things like that. It seems Vishnu came and sat down and his body is so heat because all the time on the Kurma only this mountain was rotating. So to cool him, there's a beautiful temple. You can see Vishnu standing with the Shiva's. Shiva came and donated that. Make cool of yours. So Sashi means something very cool.
That's the easy way to change your life. Get initiated. Yeah.
Bahurupa Prabhu got the right point. Okay. So, Rama and Lakshmana were looking for Sita everywhere, and that's very beautifully explained in Ramayana how Ram was feeling so bad. And the explanation given by Acharyas is, every time a devotee comes into the material world promising the Lord, my dear Lord, I will come back, the Lord looks for him in the same way. There is a saying in Bible where Jesus says, I am not bothered about the whole flock of sheep with me. I am always worried about the one sheep which I lost. In the same way, when we enter this material world, telling Krishna that I will come back one day, and we are very busy in this world, Krishna is always looking for the devotee, then he will come back to me. Right? So like Rama was looking for Sita, in the same way, Krishna is looking for the devotees to return back to him in his abode. So on the way, they met Kabanda, the mountain. It's a special mountain, living mountain. It's a Rakshasa. He was actually a Gandharva, got cursed to be a mountain, Kabanda. And Rama and Lakshmana killed him and delivered him. And he gave the clue. Because whomever they meet, they asking, where is Sita? In which way she is gone? She's alive or she's dead? Who took her? That was the question asked. And Kabanda said, you go down south further in Rishyamukachala. That a special mountain, Rishimukha mountain. The mountain has got the face of a Rishi. Because there was a great personality called Mathangamuni. A very special person. And no Rakshasas will come in that area. Because just by seeing the Rishi will burn them off. So powerful he is. Matanga Rishi. And Matanga Rishi's servant is the very famous lady. Who's that? Matanga Rishi's servant is a very famous lady. Shabari. Shabari. In fact, Matanga Rishi and all his disciples left to, you know, upper planets. Still, Shabari was waiting, thinking one day Ram will come. So, the Rishi Mukhachala, if you go further down, in that mountain, there is exactly a person like you, Ram. His name is Sugriva. He also lost his kingdom and wife, and like a madman roaming there, you go, make allies with him, make friendship with him, he can help you. Then they were going down further, Rama and Lakshmana in search of Sugriva. Sugriva always thinking of Vali, because Vali is such a powerful monkey, and the brother of Sugriva. Sugriva was chased out from there, and if he sees a tree, Sugriva will think, oh, Vali is standing in the front. If he sees a stone, oh, Vali has come here. All the time, Vali is like so scared. So these people were sitting on the treetops and saw two beautiful, young, handsome men dressed up in the bark, having long bows and quiver full of arrows, gently walking down through the mountains. And Sugriva said, hey, Vali is coming here. Then Hanuman said, come on, my master, please calm yourself. Let me see. They don't look like people who have got vengeance in their eyes. They are not people who have got hatredness. They look like demigods or the stars fell down from the sky. Let me go and check who they are. Then Hanuman is going in the guise of a Brahmana, singing very beautiful song. The meaning of the song is, whoever has got forgotten the Lord from their heart, even though they may be kings or they may be simple people, they will all have to suffer in this world. Oh my soul, if you have not chanted the God's name and you are leaving this planet, even though you are a king, still you carry nothing. Very beautiful song. And Ram started laughing. And telling Lakshmana, who will expect such a great learned scholar in the dens of the far forest? Lakshmana asked him, who is he? He looks so soft. He has full mercy in his eyes. Each and every word is full of knowledge. He looks like a knowledge personified. My heart says, I should accept him immediately. And Lakshmana is telling, no, my lord. Maybe a asura in disguise. Said, and Ram will say, please go and receive him. Ask him who he is. Then Lakshman will go and say, oh great Brahmana, please reveal your identity. And the Brahmana will say, you are the guest here. I am the host. It is etiquette that the guest reveals the identity, not the host. So Ram started enjoying his words, you know. Speaking so beautifully, so politely, so humbly, right? When we speak politely, even the enemy's heart will change. When the sultans, the king's men came to arrest Raghunath Das Goswami, he spoke so beautifully. You are like my father. You are my father's friend. So even though you are uncle, by relation you are like my father. Then he said, you're such a wonderful boy, but your father is not like that. Right? Even the enemy's heart will melt if you speak politely. Right? So, Hanuman was speaking so beautifully, Ram started laughing and told Lakshmana, just believe this man's word. He is speaking the truth. I can understand he is not speaking duplicious. Then Ram said, order Lakshmana, tell us everything about us. Tell him everything about us. Then Lakshmana said, we are the sons of Maharaj Dashrata. The whole thing he said. And immediately hearing that this is Ram and Lakshman, Hanuman fell flat and said, my dear Lord, I am Hanuman, the minister of Sugriva. That is my bodily identification. In reality, I am your servant forever. Ram became so happy, he embraced him. Then he revealed his real monkey form. Then he said, I was sent by Sugriva to check out, please climb on my shoulders. And there for the first time climbing on Hanuman's shoulders. There's a beautiful song in Valmiki Ramayana, how they felt. Ram forgot all the sadness that he lost Sita. He was enjoying the association of Hanuman, and throughout Hanuman is praising the glories and all these things. They one leap, they actually traveled a long distance, but Ram didn't feel at all. They came in front of Sugriva, and there's a lot of things. Finally, they became friends. They promised each other that I will kill Vali and retrieve your wife. And Sugriva said, I will help you in looking for Sita, searching for Sita and getting her back. Right? But at the same time, Sugriva had a doubt whether Ram can kill Vali. He's a very powerful monkey. He can do so many things. Then Sugriva showed a dead skeleton of a Rakshasa. It was something like 30 miles long. You know, 30 miles, maybe 40, 42 kilometers, right? That was it. And he said to Vali, this is just his toe. So imagine the size of the Rakshasa, his toe. And Vali, with one swing, he threw this 600 miles long, the Rakshasa. Then said, how can I trust you, Lord Ram, that you will be able to kill such a person? Then he said, okay, what is the proof? With one kick, you should throw this 100 miles, this skeleton. And Ram came and gave one kick, it went and fell inside the ocean. Then still Sugriva was not pacified. He said, show me the power of your arrows. Because Vali pierced a salt tree. With 7 arrows and cut it down. So Ram, with one arrow, cut the 7 trees down. He did the opposite of it. Then Sugriva believed. Then he said, okay, she got real courage, Sugriva. Today itself we will attack Vali, he said. Then Ram gave him confidence. Yes, go and call him for a single combat. I will kill him. And Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman and Sugriva went. Sugriva ran in front of the palace of Vali, and Vali is enjoying all the opulence inside the palace, and Sugriva is standing and screaming, oh Vali, hiding inside the palace in the arms of woman, please come out and face me, I am your brother. He got the confidence. Ramchandra Murthy is on the back, right? So whoever has got the Lord protection, they are all called the Sanatanas. If you don't have the Lord with you, you are an orphan. That is the opposite. What do you call it? Orphan?
Anath.
You are an orphan. Like a small baby boy going to a circus and everything, holding the father's hand, enjoying the giant wheel, looking at the popcorn, ice cream, throwing paper from here, everything the boy is doing. Enjoying holding the father's hand. Suddenly turns back, father is not there. The giant wheel is there, ice cream shop is there, popcorn is there, everything is there. But what the boy will do?
Cry.
Why? The enjoyment is coming from the confidence of the support or protection. Right? You don't have this, nothing is enjoyable. Right? The same day you don't have Krishna's shelter, you will simply cry. But if you hold Krishna's thing and you can do any naughty thing you want. Krishna will tell, oh, chodam, my devotee, no problem. What is the shloka in Bhagavad Gita? He says, okay, leave them, they are my devotees. Apichetsu duracharo. Maybe he's a durachari. Number one useless fellow, no problem. Bhajante mam ananya bhagi, worships me with full heart. Sadhure eva samantavya, is greater than a sadhu. Right? So hold on, don't leave the shelter of Krishna, then we'll become orphans. So Vali knows by heart, like, okay, Ram is standing, he went and spoke all sorts of things, big things to this thing, sorry, Sugriva spoke. Now Vali got very angry. This fellow won't stand even looking at my shadow. Today he has got so much courage. He brought a molten iron gada. Vali, he brought it on his shoulder and was running like a mad bull and coming out of the palace. Looking Vali coming out itself, Sugriva got shocked. You know, the force Vali coming out, Sugriva's like, his heart came out of the mouth. You know? Then, but still he's, okay, Ram is there, Ram is there. And he went, fierce battle, fist with the fist and chest with chest and helmets collapsing and all. Within few seconds, Vali actually overpowered. And Sugriva is showing all sorts of signs, you know, to Ram, please do something, please. But Ram, these people were identical, exactly looking like each other, you know, so Ram couldn't make out. And he's showing all sorts of signs, but he didn't, Ram couldn't make out who is Vali, who is Sugriva, looking alike, right? In fact, Ram will ask Hanuman, Hanuman also got confused. He doesn't know who is Vali, who is Sugriva and all those things. Then, you know, Sugriva started bleeding and fumes coming out of his ears and nose and eyes. Almost he's going to faint now. If he stands there for another few seconds, he will fall dead. Immediately he ran away somehow from that place. And Vali is screaming, "You coward! Please come back! You spoke so much! Now you are like a jackal putting the tail between the legs and running off! Come back immediately!" But Sugriva was not ready for anything, just ran away. Then he went and asked Ram, "You cheated me. You cheated me. You promised me if you don't want to kill Vali, tell that face, you know, right in front of, don't do all this." Then Ram said, "My dear Sugriva, calm down. Actually, I was about to kill, but you people were looking alike. How can I show? So now you do one thing, put a garland and go back again." And Sugriva was a little skeptical, let it go or not. Then Hanuman said, "My lord, please go. I know I was there." Because Hanuman said, Sugriva went back again. He again went there and took his mace, put it on his shoulder, and he's screaming, "Oh Vali, last time by mistake you won the battle, I'll come again. Please, if you are like this, like that, come again." And Vali was getting real wild, this fellow, and he got up. Tara said, "Please, my lord, use the intelligence. This fellow got defeated. If he's coming back again, there is something else. I heard from the trustworthy spies, there are two people called Ram and Lakshman, they are supporting him." Then Vali smilingly said, "Ram and Lakshman, I have heard about them. They are noble prince. They will never harm me. Why should they harm me? I am not their enemy. I have never interfered in their activities. They are noble people. They will never do this. Don't worry." And he went. That was a mistake. Then, this time, Ram had his bow and arrows ready and simply prayed to Agnidev. And he loaded an arrow and shot it with 7 golden feathers in that. And that went straight, pierced the heart of Vali and threw him few arcs back. He went and hit on a tree and fell down. Blood is gushing out and he's screaming out of pain. And all his wives expected that. They were all running and beating their heads and crying. And Vali is telling somebody, "Please take out the arrow. I want to speak. Please take out the arrow." So Lakshman went and pulled that arrow out. And he told Ram, "Why? Why you did this to me? I am not your enemy. I don't have anything against you. I have heard you people are noble prince. How can you do this to me? It is such a this thing." You know, you speak a lot of things. Actually, Ram said, "My dear Vali, you abducted your brother's wife. Anybody who covets other man's wife, either he should commit suicide or he should be killed by the king, or else he will take birth as wolves and jackals in the forest. So I am doing this just to deliver you. And being the son of Dasharatha Maharaja and the prince of Ayodhya, I own the entire kingdom. And I don't need anybody's permission to kill a monkey. So there is a lot of arguments and counter-arguments and arguments and counter-arguments. That, but still, Lord Ramachandra told Lakshman, still, to justify it, when I come as Krishna, he will come as Jara and shoot me back.
Jarasandha.
Not Jarasandha. There is a hunter called Jara. Prabhakshetra, when Krishna really left from the planet, that's a disappearance leela.
Yes.
How Krishna left back? He was shot by an arrow by a hunter called Jara on his toe. So he will, Vali will come back. That's how the Lord justified it. So then finally, Ram and Lakshman personally did the final rites, Anteshti Kriya, for Vali. That is something very, very important. If somebody passes away, we do that Anteshti Kriya. What is that shloka they chant? What is Sarvam Samarpayam? Sri Narayana Iti Samarpayam. Kayena Vacha Manasendeva Prakrute Svabhava Karomi Anyat Satalam Narayana Iti Samarpayami. By words, by deeds, by thought, by senses, by mind, whatever this personality might have done, maybe right or wrong, oh Lord, please take everything as a service. Karomi anyat sakalam parasmai Narayana iti samarpayami. Let this be an offering to you, Lord Narayana. So the final rites are very, very important. If you leave the body, for a Brahmana it takes 11 days to reach the court. The court is in Patala Loka, that's where Yamaraj stays there. For a Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, it takes 16 days. And the Brahmana takes 11 days. So they will put him on the bull. No, bull or buffalo? Buffalo. Yeah, they'll put him on the buffalo. They give an intermediate body called Yadana Sharira. That body can suffer only pain. They will break the finger, but actually the finger will not break, but you will feel exactly the pain if the finger is broken. They will give you an intermediate body, put you on the buffalo, keep on beating you. 19th July morning, 7:30, what you did? Take, tuck, 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 four lash. 21st July, what you did? You didn't give prasad to that devotee? Take, tuck, 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 tuck. When he came at the doors, you didn't smile? Take one more, tuck, tuck. Like that, they keep beating you, beating you, beating you. Take to Patala, it will take 11 or 16 days. Right? Don't worry, devotees will not go. So, that 16 days, that's why the children or sons or grandson, they do this kriya for the 16 days so that the father will get less punishment. If the sons don't do the 16 days celebrate, whatever it is, then father gets extra punishment. Because of that, the sons will also suffer more. Okay, you have to do. So what devotees do, they feed Vaishnavas, they take the ashes and dip it in the holy rivers. They go to temples, they do offerings. In this way we can do. So the 16 days over, then he is taken to the jail, the court, Yamaraj's court. Then they will say, okay, this man is a drunkard. There are different 21 rooms there. Pataiva, Raurava, Antata Mishra, Kumbi, Paka, Maha, Raurava, different rooms are there in the court. So if you are a drunk, means somebody has drunk alcohol, they will take him to a particular place, you know, Maha Raurava. And they will put him, he has to kneel down, and that beautiful looking Yamadudas will come. If you see them, you will pass stool, urine, everything. They will hold you and they will wide open the mouth and pour molten iron, you know. Whatever you want, they like you want, whatever the measurement they will give you. All sorts of things they will pour. And if somebody has taken money in interest, all the time taken unfair interest from people, there's a Suchi Mukha, they will go and put the guy on the plank, pull all his skin and nail down. You know, they will stitch you on the wooden plank. Then, if you are a meat eater, there's a special place called Kumbi Paka. There they will put you in the dark rooms, and there will be a lot of pet animals of Yamaraj, scorpions, snakes, and jackals, and they will come and take large intestine, small intestine, everything out and all. Dissection will be going on. Then there are some places they will put you in grinder and take juice out of you. So this will go on. After this, then the judgment is over, then they will decide where we are supposed to take birth. You have to go in such and such place, take birth as the dog's baby there, cats, tree, whatever. Then only the decision comes. So it's a big program actually. So the final rites are very, very important. When we do for our forefathers, that's the time Yamaraj sends his Yamadutas. The Yamadutas will go and tell Yamaraj, hundreds of Vaishnavas came, thousands of devotees came, prasadam was served to everybody. Then Yamaraj will take note of it and they will take, okay, this man is great. So you need at least one person with tilak and kanti mala and the body is burning. So you should have a lot of devotee friends. You cannot go and tell, the Yamadutas will not tell. No, on the death funeral, the chief minister came, that Lions Club president came, nobody will bother. Right? Normally when great people die, all ministers come. Yamaraj is not going to bother. Yamaraj is going to ask how many Brahmanas came, how many Vaishnavas came. Right? We cannot tell, I am lion, Mrs. Lion, lion cub. It will not work. So the Anteshti Kriya is very, very important. Right? So they did the Anteshti Kriya for Vali and Sugriva was crowned as the emperor or the king and Angada was crowned as the prince. And when leaving the body, Vali took a promise from Sugriva, please take care of my son. And Sugriva promised. But when the wives of Vali came and lamented and cried and all, then Sugriva even thought, why I did this? Then he felt very bad for his brother. Okay, then they decided, this is not the right time to go and search Sita because it's going to be rainy season. Let us all wait so the spring comes. The next season comes. And they waited. And after that, Sugriva actually forgot. He was happy there, he got his kingdom, he forgot about Ram. Then, that's a nice story, Lakshmana came and threatened him and again he got back his senses. He was ready to help. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
then started the search for Sita. Sugriva called the monkeys from the Netherlands. Not that Netherlands, Netherlands. The planets from different planets, the down planets, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, born from Himalayas, from different parts. All kinds of monkeys with special powers. Somebody can fly, somebody can lift huge mountains, somebody can swim with different skills. And he had thousands and thousands of monkeys, and the whole Rishi Mukachala was turned completely. The beauty is lost because of all these monkeys arrived there. Then different monkeys were appointed for search in different directions. And finally, the southern side was given in the in charge of Angada. He was a very young boy, a small boy. And he had Hanuman, Nila, Dvivida and Jambavan as his assistants and other hundreds of monkeys. So that was the time. And Sugriva said, within 2 months, you people should report back. Otherwise, your head will not be on the shoulders. Threatened and gave a warning also. So all the monkeys went in different direction. Except southern direction, all the other teams came back with the sad news. They couldn't get Sita. But Ramachandra Murthy had a very good confidence on Hanuman. He gave him the personal ring and said, if you meet Sita, please deliver this ring. Then Hanuman and party under the leadership of Angada went in southern direction. It's explained in Ramayana, they didn't even leave 1 square foot area. From Rishi Mukachala up down to Rameshwaram, they completely searched every square foot area. They didn't leave one particular place. There was no food in so many places. No water to drink. Finally, they came to Rameshwaram and they decided, okay, we are defeated. We can never trace Sita back. By the time all the monkeys are fainting, no food, no water to drink, nothing. And they're saying, Angada is telling, we will not go back. If we go empty-handed, what face we can show to Lord Ram? How can we tell him that we have not found his beloved? He will die out of separation. And we will all be the reason for the death of Ram. So we will not go, Angada told. All my dear monkey friends and the chieftains, if you want to go, you go. Otherwise, you all will all fast to death here. Then the monkeys were fasting. And they were lying down. That time, another vulture came. Seeing these guys are all dying, okay, I have a great feast. And that is Sampati, brother of Jatayu. So that is a very old vulture, thousands and thousands of years old, and he doesn't have his wings. It got burnt by the sun. These people, they go and attack the sun. Very heavy people. What rakshasas we have now, puny fellows. These people nowadays, they fight, Iraq, Kuwait, sitting underneath somewhere and throw one bomb and hide here. Right? Not like these warriors. Those days, the kings used to go in the front, with their flags and trumpeting, telling that I'm coming. The kings will be in the front, ministers will be in the front, sergeants will be in the front, and normal soldiers will come behind. Now all the kings are somewhere, right? And they will send all this BSF fellow. They will go die and come. So, Sampati was just waiting for these monkeys to die. And during the conversation, and how all the monkeys are passing their time, they're all discussing the glories of Ram. That's how their time passing. They speak about Ram. They speak about his Leela. They glorify Lakshman. They speak about Sita. They spoke about Sita getting abducted by Ravana. They spoke about Jatayu obstructing the way. And immediately Sampati heard that Jatayu's word. He came down and told the monkeys, I was waiting for you people to die. But you referred my brother's name Jatayu. Where is he? What happened to him? I have not seen him for years and years together. Then they told the whole story of Jatayu, how he got killed when he was about to save Sita. Sampati was really moved and felt, I should also do some service for Ram. I know that vicious Ravana is in Lanka, just crossed this ocean. It is 1,000 yojanas distance. But now it is just 24-40 kilometers. So when it was explained, 1,000 yojanas. Each yojana is 2 point some mile. That means some 2,000 and odd miles. That means around 3,000 kilometers. So he says, you jump across this ocean, in the Ravana's this thing, you can find Sita. Happily, Sampati gave all the information and left. Suddenly, the monkeys got a different energy. Oh, let us go. Then immediately, Nila comes and says, I can jump 100 yojanas. Jumper one says, stay back. Because you have to jump 1,000 yojanas. The other monkeys are telling, I can jump 200 yojanas, 300 yojanas. And nobody can jump 1,000. Then finally Angada says, I can jump 1,000 yojana, but again I can't jump back. So Jambavan says, when Vamana came, I traveled 21 times around the world, informing Vamana's victory. Jambavan is one personality, he's seen 4 or 5 avatars. You know, if it's in Vamana, it's in Rama, it's in Parashurama, it's in Krishna, he stayed there. For all the Leelas, he was there. Very great personality, he's a beer king, you know, it's like that.
Beer king.
Yeah, some people say bear. Beer, bear, whatever. Karadi. Okay, whatever. So, he went around when Vamana, you know, measured Maharaj Bali's kingdom. He proclaimed that 21 times around the world, having a huge drum around his neck, Vamana ki jai, Vamana ki, like we say, no, after Arati, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, jai. He went around 21 times the globe and he proclaimed that, he announced that. You can see the devotion, what and all they do. So, Jambavan said, but I'm very old now, I can't do. But Hanuman, you can do this. Then they reminded how great Hanuman is. When you were young, you went to the sun, you did this, you did that. Then Hanuman is getting so boost. I will do this for Lord Ram. I will go back to Lanka. I will bring Sita back. If I can't bring Sita, I will drag the whole Lanka and put inside ocean. And he started growing. And he climbed up the Mahendra Parvat. And he became so huge, the Parvat started sinking inside the earth. And there were so many animals and birds and trees inside the mountain. They were all flying and scattering and running for their life. Hanuman stood on top of it. Simply prayed for the mercy of Lord Ramchandra and Sita, and with one push he leaped up in the sky as though an arrow is coming out of the bow, and this Mahendra Parvat went inside the earth. Now you go back, you see a little portion only, the rest is all inside the earth, kicked by Hanuman. Then he leaped, and on the way Brahma sent one special agent, one obstacle, and what is that Rakshasi's name?
Surasa.
Surasa, then Simhika, three people came. Surasa, Simhika,
Mainaka
is a mountain. Okay, first Surasa came, right. So that was sent by Brahma to obstruct, and Surasa, just to check Hanuman, how determined he is. Like when we also do devotional service, there will be some check and balance, somebody to test us, to check our determination. Suppose you have crossed, if you are a high jumper, you know, athlete, you have crossed 5 feet, what they will do next?
6.
They will put it 6. If you cross, jump the 6, what they will do? Go to 7. Right? So our determination and progress in spiritual life is checked by some obstacle. Then negative, when oppressing things, when depressing thing comes, then only we know how devoted we are. When you get a correct time prasadam, everything is going on nicely, we will all be devotees only. But when there is a problem, a challenge comes, then our real devotion will come out. So, Brahma wanted to check Hanuman's determination. They brought Surasa. She came, gigantic, ferocious demoness opening her mouth and said, I have given this whole province under me. Whoever crosses this ocean are my food. Oh, Hanuman, please enter my mouth. And Hanuman grew up 10 times. And she opened her mouth 10 times. Hanuman grew up 40 times. She opened her mouth 40 times. Finally, Hanuman expanded 100 times. And she opened her mouth 100 times. And suddenly Hanuman became a thumb size, went inside her mouth and came out. And said, okay, your wish is granted now. I'm leaving. Please leave me. Then she started laughing and she admired the intelligence of Hanuman and gave him blessings. Then on the way he killed Simhika. Then Mainaka mountain, who was hiding from Indra. I told you why he was hiding there. Why she was hiding?
Wings
will get cut off. She got wings. She's a flying mountain. Imagine a flying mountain, right? She's a flying mountain. She was hiding inside the ocean and she wanted to do a small service. So she came up and said, oh Vayuputra, you are leaping such a long distance. Why don't you stay a few seconds on me and take rest? Serving the devotees of the Lord is greater than serving the Lord, right? And Hanuman is so determined, he said, nothing can obstruct in my mission. Because you have asked, as a token of honor, I will just touch you and further proceed. He just touches and proceeds. Then he lands in Lanka. Okay? So we end the day here. So the Lanka portion will come tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day. It's very beautiful what happens next. Hanuman landed in Lanka, then the whole Leela starts. Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi. Any questions?
Thank you very much for such nice, wonderful narration. I was just referring Bhagavatam very recently while, you know, Janmashtami, preparing for Janmashtami class. I have one doubt. You asked that Jiva is getting punishment in the subtle body, and then after his punishment is over, after 11 or 16 days, he is getting, you know, the new body. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva, while he is preaching to Kamsa, he actually says that just as a person traveling on the road rest one foot on the ground and then lift the other, or as a worm on a vegetable transfers itself to one leaf and then gives up the previous one, the conditioned soul takes shelter of another body and then gives up the one he had before. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the process actually. Already the body is decided and transmigration, and then you know, when it is decided that which body he will enter, then only he will be, you know, the previous body. So,
but there is a lot of time gap in between.
Okay.
There can be body decided accordingly, because once he does his good and bad, by the time he appears in front of Yamaraj or leaves the body, the next body is decided. But in before accepting the next body, according to his past deeds, he may have to go a lot of punishments, different cycles of punishment. So for some people, they take birth after 5 years, some people take 10 years, some people take hundreds of years. There's a long punishment gap that they have to go through. All these details are very nicely explained in the fifth canto also, and in some other, like Garuda Purana, if you want further detail. But in fifth canto, punishment is there. Different level. Already these people will be beating. Then taking us to Yamaraj. Afterwards also they will beat us. You know, that's like a lot of stages of punishment.
I heard that Lord Rama, while shooting Vali, he was hiding behind a tree.
Yeah.
What was the reason? Anything there, or why he could not come in front of him?
No, there is one Brahma's promise. Whoever stands in front of Vali, Vali will absorb their half of their energy. So to honor Brahma's thing, Ramachandra didn't come. But actually nothing has happened, but he didn't come. Vali has got a special blessing. Nobody can defeat him. Anybody comes in the front, he will take up. So that's why Ravana came behind Vali to attack him. And when Bali was doing his tarpana, he came on the backside and trying to attack. The Wali just twisted him in the tail and kept him there, as though he didn't know. Then he jumped 14 planetary systems and came back. All the way, this fellow was dashing here and there. Okay. Any other
question? Another clarification. It said that Jara, who was short arrow to Krishna, was Bhrugumuni in the previous life, not Wali.
Swan.
It's the Bhagavatam Bhaktisiddhant Maharaj explains that he is a Bhrugumuni because Bhrugumuni had a stamped on Lord's chest.
Bhagavatam? Prabhupada's Bhagavatam?
Yeah.
It's written clearly Wali. Which can?
Remember it, I'll find out for that. It says Bhrugumuni, because he has stamped on Lord's chest. So, next life, he comes up, comes as a Shudra. And
comes as a Shudra. We'll check that. Any other question? What?